Thank you, Rusty. I really enjoyed the music today. Excuse me. Because I know that each one who participated did so because they wanted to please their Heavenly Father. They wanted to give something to them. And that's the way it is in the Philippines, too. You know, you who have been over there know that we have 30 minutes to an hour of music and specials before every service. There's only one difference that I want to tell you about. And that is that there's some confusion between loudness and good in the Philippines. So I really enjoy the music here. But they do one thing in the Philippines that we don't do that I wish we would. But because we are a little bit withdrawn, a little bit shy, in the Philippines, after everyone gets through with their singing, no matter how bad it was, or gets through with their special, they give them a hand. We need to do that today. Last night, my daughter asked me, she said, "Dad, have you got your PowerPoint ready?" As you can see, I don't. But I enjoy it, and I think it's good, and I think it's helpful, and I think it moves the service along. And you who are younger, use the computer and the PowerPoint presentations, and we who are older use this. And I know you're thinking now, boy, are we in trouble. You know, we met here for the last 3 days in prayer, song, listened to sermons, fellowshipped one with another. And I hope enjoyed each other's company. Did you? Yeah, I hear some. I see some people shaking their heads. Yes, we enjoyed it. But you know, brothers and sisters, that there may be some that we won't see till next year. There may be some who won't meet together for one reason or another. But you know, there was a commandment. And that commandment was to meet together off. And that's the title of my sermon. And as I have sat here for these 3 days, And I have listened to the five ministers before me. Each one of them, in one way or another, touched upon this subject. And then I listened to your testimonies. And I heard the same thing. We're all concerned about meeting together oft. We each realize that it is important for us to do. Because you and I are weak. In the very first sermon, our brother said he had heard it said, and I have too, and so have you, that we can worship our Heavenly Father out under a tree or in a field just as well as we can here. And I won't argue with that in any shape or form. But I would like today to point out unto you some of the reasons that you and I should meet together oft. I'd like to tell you some stories today about the Philippines. I'd like to tell you some stories about me today. And I'd like to give you a few reasons why we need to meet together. That it's so important for us to do so. For our soul's salvation is at stake. I want for each one here in this room salvation. And I pray that you want that salvation for me also. And first, we must become part of this great kingdom of God. We must become part of His church here on earth. And make no mistake, we are His church on earth. When I first went to the Philippines in 2001, I thought, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for me to convince those people that this is the true church of Christ. Because for 30 years here, I've been trying to convince people. And I never was that successful. But God become involved. And God took the lead. And I heard one of the previous speakers said, without that, we fail. God took the lead in the Philippines. Brother Jay and I, or Brother Mike and I, Brother Brantner and I, we do nothing. It's the power of God. You know, some of the most touching and some of the funniest stories about the Philippines is at the time when we were bringing people into the church through baptism. I was there with Brother Charles Brantner. We was at a town called Nabuntaron. And we had probably 20, 25 baptisms to do, and it happened to be my turn. And we went out kind of under a bridge. There was a whole bunch of little naked kids swimming in this hole. So we asked them if they wouldn't please leave while we baptized, and we scooted down the bank, and I baptized those 20 or 25. And everybody scooted up the bank. But this old guy couldn't get out. I would have still been there. And did my brother Jay or my brother Charles help me? They stood on the bridge and laughed at me. But you know, we added 25. That would meet together. That would worship God. That would do that which is pleasing in His sight. Even though I couldn't get out of the water. We added 13. At a village called Tabilao. Tabilao is up in the mountains. We baptized in a fast stream. Fast moving stream. And you know, I'm not a young man anymore. But we found this little hole where the water wasn't quite running as fast as it was in other places. And I got out there and they come out one by one. And you know, I want you to remember that the Filipino people, they can walk under my arm, most of them. They're little people. Remind me of the Mayans. And I was baptizing them, and they were walking back to the bank. And I got to the last one. A little girl, about 13, 14. 70, 80 pounds, maybe. I was getting tired. I laid her down in the water, and away she goes. I thought, there goes the work in the Philippines. I've just killed that little girl. I felt terrible. And I hated to turn around and look at the bank. But I noticed our brother Roger Manali take off like a shot. And he ran this little girl down. Finally worked up my courage and turned towards the bank. They were all laughing. I thought it was funny. We was at a town called Magsaysay. Really isn't a town, it's just a little village. Brother Mike and I. We had probably 8, 9, 10 maybe to be baptized. It was Mike's turn. But we had to walk up into the jungle maybe a quarter of a mile, Mike? Quarter of a mile. And it was raining. I had a banana banana leaf over my head as an umbrella and doing pretty good. And we had to cross an irrigation ditch. And in this irrigation ditch, there was a framework for a gate. And it was about 4 inches of poured concrete. And everybody just tripped lightly across there until it was my turn. And I took one, maybe two steps, and down I went on my hip. And I knew I was hurt. Everything spun. But they helped me up. And I was able to walk on up to the pond that Brother Mike was going to do the baptism in. And I leaned up against a palm tree and knew I was going out. Everything was going dark. And the last thing that I seen, and I'll never forget it, Brother Mike was out in the middle of that pond, sharing that pond with 5 water buffalo. And he had one eye on the water buffalo and the other eye on me sliding down that tree. And he's got to concentrate on baptizing those 8 or 9. Adventures? Yeah, we have adventures. But we're adding souls to meet together oft. And do they meet together oft in the Philippines? Every chance they get. And you know what? They're not late. They're not late. In fact, they're almost all there when we get there. And they're singing, "There's a welcome here." So, we need to meet together often. Here in the United States. And today I'm just going to try to show a few of the reasons why you and I should meet together. And, you know, the first one, he gave a commandment. Do you and I obey the commandments of God? When God tells us we should not steal, do we obey that commandment? Says you should not kill. Do we obey that commandment? Yeah. He says, meet together oft. Do we obey that commandment? Only when it's convenient for us. Only when we want to. Only when we don't have company. Only when we don't have to go to the store. Only when the Super Bowl isn't on. Yeah, I'll obey it. Meet together oft. Hebrews. Hebrews, the 5th chapter. verses 8 and 9. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. You know, we have a commandment to meet together oft. Are we going to have to learn that obedience through our suffering? I pray not. I pray that we're going to obey that commandment through our desire, through our love of God, through our wanting to become His children, and being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. If we obey the commandments of God, then you and I have a right to eternal salvation. That's what it says. And in Romans, the 6th chapter, the 16th verse, says that who we are servants to, we obey. And who are we servants to? When I go into a Wednesday night prayer service and I see 10 or 12 people there, I wonder, who is it then that we are obeying? Obviously, we are obeying the call of the world. The call of the world. The call of Satan, whose desire is to lead you and I away from Jesus Christ. You know, we meet together often to have fellowship one with another. And is fellowship important? You know, I think that's an important question. I think it's a fair question. When we fellowship one with another, what do we do? You know, we get to know one another. We get to talk about our lives. We get to talk about our problems, our trials, our troubles. We get to talk about our hopes and our dreams. We get to talk about our defeats and our victories. And I believe that by so doing, we're able to help one another. When I was in the Philippines, I think probably I have said this now at most of the congregations, I tell them that this fellowship is important because it lifts each of us up. And I say, you know, if you see something in the congregation, somebody doing something that might separate them from God, that might separate them from the body, you know, tell them about it. I said, you know, tell me about it. If you see me doing something, not thinking that that would come back and bite me. Now, a little background. In the Philippines, it's hot. 95 degrees, humidity 95. And a lot of places you have to go through the jungle. You meet in a little shack. Has a dirt floor. Has split bamboo for benches. Dirty. You're wet. And so over there, Brother Mike and I, we wear khakis, sports shirt. You know, we look pretty good. So I said this. Dear sister, been with the church since the beginning. Sir Frank, she said, you're not wearing your best to church. I said, well, sister, you know, I'm wearing a lot better than these people. I don't want them to feel bad. She says, you preach, give of your best. It changed Mike and I's dress just a little bit. That's what you and I need to do. That's why we meet together. To help each other. We can't do it on our own. Oh, I know each one of us has our free agency. Each one of us make our own way to heaven. But let me tell you, it's so much easier if we have the help of each other. A little bit of encouragement. A little bit of help along the way. You know, we're able to help and support each other through our meet together often. 3 years ago in 2007, when I was so sick, had my operation, couldn't get out of the house because I was so weak and because I had a IV and a drip in me all the time. Discouraging. But the saints would meet together on Wednesday night in my home. And I was lifted up. And I was strengthened by meeting together with the saints. In 1 John, first chapter, verse 1-3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So when we fellowship with each other, we're also fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. We have to meet together off to be guided. In Psalms 119, it says, to order my steps in thy word. So how do we learn that word? How do you and I learn that word that we're supposed to be guided by? Study, sure. I agree with that. But I think it's a lot better. I think it's a lot easier for you and I to learn when we meet together to study. When we're able to discuss the things that we read. You know, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. That's God's wisdom that's telling us that. That one mind is not as good as the group's mind. We may get a clearer understanding of what we study. Preaching? Sure. We learn the word through preaching. But let's see what it says here. In the 10th chapter of Romans, 13th verse. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You and I call upon his name. And we have that promise of salvation. How then shall they call on whom they have not believed? In the Philippines, before we baptize someone, we ask them a whole list of questions. Do you believe in God? Or do you believe in Jesus Christ, his Son? Do you believe in the Holy Ghost? Do you believe in the Bible? Do you believe in the Book of Mormon? Do you believe that Christ established his church here on earth and the Church of Christ is that church? And then the last question we ask, which is most important above all. And I would encourage each minister in here, before they baptize, that they ask this question. Have you a personal testimony that Christ wants you to enter into his church? And unless we get a yes to all of those questions, we tell them they best wait. They best pray more. They best study more. They best listen more. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. In the 1 Corinthians 1:21, it says, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. That is a true statement. So many times, I feel so foolish. So many times, I feel so inadequate. Because I know that I fall far short of what Christ wants me to be. But how do I get better? By meeting together oft. By coming together at times like this. By coming together on Sunday morning. By coming together at Sunday night. By coming together on Wednesday evening. To learn about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the entrance of His words into our life giveth light. And understanding to the simple. You know, we're simple, aren't we? We like to think that we're complex. But compared to our Heavenly Father, we are nothing. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I'm going to start with the 22nd verse. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from the evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. We meet together to exhort. We meet together to encourage. And so much more. As ye see the day approaching. Yeah, the day is fast approaching for you and I. And to come closer to Jesus. And to assure us ourselves a place in heaven. Brothers and sisters, meet together oft. Which brings me to my next reason. Meeting together oft helps us attain salvation. Helps us attain eternal life. The full meaning of our life here on earth is to prepare ourselves for salvation. That's why we're here. to give you and I the opportunity to so regulate our lives that we qualify for God's kingdom. It's a preparatory time. It's a time given by God to make ourselves ready to meet Him. And oh, how much better if we can do it together. If we can help one another. Meeting together gives us strength. There's strength in numbers. Verse 28 of the 119th Psalm says, "My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen me according to thy word." We are able to gain strength from each other. A word of encouragement. A word of love. A word of concern. But if we're by ourselves, if we have separated ourselves from the body, we're without that word. We're without that encouragement. We hear what each other's trials and each other's problems are, and we're able to pray for each other in this reunion. We heard many trials. We heard many sicknesses. We heard many reasons that caused us to pray together. And the Bible says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. John 7:17 says, "If any man do his will, he shall know of the doctrine." We shall know of the truth. We can learn. And meeting together comforts you and I. In Psalms it says, "This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word quickened me." When we're down, when we're discouraged, or when we just have a bad day, meeting with our loved ones, and we are each other's loved ones, are we not? You know, we're the family of Christ. And just knowing that there's someone beside our Heavenly Father who cares for us. Someone beside our Heavenly Father who is concerned about us. Who cares enough about me to tell me that I'm not wearing my best to church? Do you care enough about me to tell me where I am separating myself from our Heavenly Father? Or separating myself from you? Brothers and sisters, if we truly are brothers and sisters, if we truly are the people of God, if we truly are His church, we will meet together often. We will help and encourage one another. We will come to each other's aid. For each one of us has a desire for the other to have eternal life. You know, we need to meet together often to comfort each other. But how would you know that I need comfort if I wasn't here to tell you? If you couldn't see it in my face. In the book of Mosiah, chapter 2, starting with the 48th verse. And finally, I cannot tell you all the things whereby ye may commit sin. For there are diverse ways and means, even so many, that I cannot number them. But this much I can tell you, that if you do not watch yourselves and your thoughts and your words and your deeds and observe to keep the commandments of God and continue in the faith of what ye have heard concerning the coming of our Lord, even unto the ends of your lives, ye must perish. Sin comes into our lives so quickly, so subtly, that we hardly know what's happening. But if we meet together, and we can use each other as that early warning sign, it is our responsibility to help each other. It is our responsibility to be our brother's keeper. For by so doing, we may save each other from eternal damnation. So meet together often. And I'm not saying that there isn't reasons that come up where we might not be able to. But I am talking to those who might meet on Sunday morning and you never see them again. Meet together oft. It's a commandment of God. I'm going to read a poem to end from Helen Steiner Rice. It's entitled, "I Come to Meet You." I come to meet you, God, and as I linger here, I seem to feel you're very near. A rustling leaf, a rolling slope, speak to my heart of endless hope. The sun just rising in the sky, the walking birdlings as they fly, the grass all wet with morning dew are telling me I just met you. And gently thus the day is born as night gives way to breaking morn. And once again I've met you, God, and worshiped on your holy side. For who could see the dawn break through without a glimpse of heaven in you? For who but God could make the day and softly put the night away? Thank you very much. I have enjoyed this reunion. I've enjoyed my time with you.